Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're really glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that we might be a blessing to you as we declare unto you the timeless Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet this morning at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school. That's at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. Our Sunday school beginning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship beginning at 11. And then this afternoon services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can worship God in spirit and in truth, and you'll find a warm welcome, you'll find that at the Independence Baptist Church. We invite you to come. You can also check us out on the internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word, independencebaptist.org. And there you'll find much information about our church. There's a lot of articles that I've written and some sermon outlines, and there's some audio files you can listen to what's preached from the pulpit of the Independence Baptist Church. And so you're welcome to go to that site, www.independencebaptist.org. There you can find all of our contact information if you have any questions about the things that we preach over this radio station. This morning, we'd like to continue in our thought concerning the Holy Bible. The Bible is God's Word. We believe at the Independence Baptist Church that the King James Bible is the only Bible that ought to be used by anyone. That's because the King James Bible has a different foundation than all the other Bibles that are in this world. And I'm speaking about the Bibles that are written to English-speaking people, of course. We believe that every other version of the Bible has the wrong foundation, and that's just the historical fact of it. This foundation other Bibles have is a foundation that's been created by men and not by God. We believe that the Bible contains all truth, that there is no error in it at all. I want you to look with me, please, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, and verse 5 and verse 6. The Bible states here, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." This Bible verse, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and verse 6, states very, very clearly that every word of God is pure, that the Bible is true. Not just that the thought that's in the Bible is true, rather that every word of God is pure. The Bible is made up of words, and God has given to us the words that He wants us to have. And He gives us those words in the Bible, and He says every word of God is pure. Not only is every word of God pure, but these words and God Himself is a shield unto all people that put their trust in Jesus Christ. The Bible also makes it very clear that the Word of God, that every word in the Bible is inspired of God, and God has preserved every word that's there. Notice in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and verse 17, Jesus states in this verse, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Now notice verse 18. "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Notice what Jesus emphatically stated here. Not only was every word of the Bible inspired and preserved of God, Jesus Christ said that until heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. Well, what in the world is a jot or a tittle? A jot and a tittle denote the slightest curved hooks attached to some of the Hebrew letters, it's more noticeable in the Hebrew manuscripts than in the ordinary printed Hebrew. This is a very small part that we might say is not even necessary. It's smaller than apostrophe. We say, well, you don't even need that. But Jesus said that a jot or a tittle will in no wise pass from the law. Jesus says, I have given my word. I am going to keep my word. Every bit of it is down there, and it's true. You remember back days gone by when a man would give his word, and his word was his bond? And if he shook hands and gave his word, what he said he was going to do. That's the way God is. God has given to us his word, and God is going to keep his word. He will never, ever lose it at all. Here's the thing, folks. We're either going to have to believe what the Bible says or not. Notice that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, Jesus there declares that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, that is, the Bible, shall not pass away. We will either believe what Jesus said, or we're not going to believe what he said. God is going to keep his word. And he can do it. He's the only one that can do it. God is omnipotent. He is a total sovereign. God created this world. He brought everything that we have here into existence. And it is God who works all things after the counsel of his own will. And God can and will preserve his word. He will keep his Bible. And what God has written down in his word, he will do, because that's what he said he will do. If God does not have the power to preserve his word after he's inspired his word, well, he can't even keep his promises. Well, how could he keep us? How could we have eternal life? How could God even give eternal life? And so we know that he can give eternal life. We know that he keeps us saved. We know that Jesus has given his word, and we also know that he has preserved his word. We're all sinners. We're all saved by the power of God. And if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, we would not be saved. Yes, the world will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. When you're going through troubles and trials, when you're sitting at the hospital, waiting on the news from the doctor, from the test that's just been run, you can know this, that even though this world may pass away, the Word of God is still sure, it's still precious, and God is still there to help us. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 8 declares, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. Listen, folks, this is reason for great rejoicing. We know that the Bible is the Word of God because that's what God said. It is not what I feel, or it's not just what I think. Notice that when the worlds are gone, God's Word will still be here, right down to every jot and every tittle. When the worlds are burned up, the Word of God will still be the same. His Word is forever, and I will be with Jesus Christ forever. Jesus is forever, and the lost will be in the lake of fire forever. This is solid. This is firm. This is sure. We can believe and trust what God's word declares to us. We can believe in a salvation of God because God will always keep his word for us. Notice that Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 8 states that the Word of God shall stand forever. Let me read that verse to you again. The Bible states the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. You understand that Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8 does not say that the thought of God will be preserved forever. This verse emphatically states that the Word of God will stand forever. Understand that the very words that are in the Bible are God's words given to men, inspired, given to holy men of old who wrote those down, and then God in His omnipotent sovereign power has preserved those words for us in the form of the King James Bible for us English speaking people. And God said, I will never let it go away. We can be sure of this. When the world is on fire, and when the world is destroyed and gone, when I am in heaven, and when the lost are in the lake of fire, the Word of God will still be there, preserved, because God said He can preserve it. Notice again in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 and verse 25. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, and now notice this part, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the Word of God endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. When the Bible states that the Word of God abideth and liveth forever, I know that's talking about Jesus, but I also know that that's talking about the Bible, the Word of God, which shall never, ever, ever go away. I know today that men desire to change the Word of God, but notice what the Bible states in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 6 about this very thing. He says, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Listen, folks, all of those people that try to change the Word of God to make it say what they think it ought to say are going to be found to be liars one of these days. Because God's Word should never change. God's Word is pure. How can you add to anything that's already perfect? There's no such thing as being more perfect. Those people that try to add to God's pure, simple, complete, holy Word, they are foolish, and they will turn out to be seen as liars. Notice the Word of God is a good thing for us. As we live in this world and we see all of the things that change so much, the experts come out and they say, do not drink milk and do not eat eggs and do not eat any kind of nut because that's bad for you. And now, several years later, they change all that around and say, well, you know, eggs are good for you and milk is good for you and you ought to eat a few nuts every day. Well, you know, the experts come out with all of this kind of stuff and you cannot believe what they're saying. But God does not change. He is absolutely the same now, today, forever, and always. And what He's given to us is always the same. And the Word of God is that only stable thing that we have in this entire universe. It'll never change. And God will always be there to help us today. Do not shun the Word of God, but cling not just to the book the words are written in, but cling to the Word of God itself. And know that it's so. Notice John chapter 17 and verse 17. Jesus here is praying to his Father just before his crucifixion. And he says this as he prays. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. What a wonderful statement that is that Jesus has made. The Word of God is pure. The Word of God is truth. Pilate asked when Jesus was before him, what is truth? Listen, the Word of God is truth. The Bible, the King James Bible, is truth. And you do not have to be concerned that it will lead you astray. The Bible states in Romans chapter 3 and verse 4, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. We're going to be judged out of the perfect Word of God. I urge you today to understand that the Word of God is the only sure thing we have in this world. You cannot rely upon anything, any written document of man, but you can rely upon the written Word of God because it's God's Word. He gave it inspiration, and He preserves it forever. You don't have to be concerned about it ever going away or falling to the ground. This morning, I would like to take this opportunity to invite you once again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. That's 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. In the meantime, we'll be praying for you and invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for another radio program. Thank you now for listening.